it's a wet and windy day at the BC Forest Discovery Center just north of Duncan on Vancouver Island. The weather hasn't kept people away. The display areas inside the center are jammed with people lining up for a taste of Big Leaf maple syrup while local singer Ed Pekekut entertains the crowd. But the real action is happening outside, along a forest trail near the center.
You can scrape away a little bit of the bark just so that you're getting down to things. Okay. We're going in level, and then we're dropping it a little bit, right?
That's Paul Minviel of Salt Spring Island, who's showing a crowd of spectators how to properly tap a big leaf maple. He's drilled the hole, now he's putting in the tap, or spile.
People are thinking of it as a kitchen tap, but in fact, what you want to do is tap it very lightly. You don't want to really yard down on it, okay? Because if you do, you might damage the spile and you might damage the tree. So, yeah. So you tap, tap, tap. Everybody count out loud. One,
two, three, four.
This is taking forever.
Five.
Can you pass
six,
me that closest bag to me, somebody?
Nine.
That's great. Thanks.
Ten.
There it goes, yeah. So that's actually had to fill up that little tube to get it going.
Paul made tapping the trees look easy, but apparently it's hard to know exactly when the flow of sap is going to start or stop.
Tried to figure it out. The science on this is just not known. And they say, well, several days of freezing followed by a nice thaw, that usually does it. But sometimes it doesn't.
Okay? There's no rhyme or reason.
There's no rhyme or reason. They're like women. They're sweet and unpredictable. Is there anything wrong with that?
Pretty good.
Is that a good save?
Closer to the forestry center, I spoke with Lawrence Lampson, a farmer who helped organize the syrup festival. We kept fairly warm standing next to a roaring fire in the evaporator, a device used to boil the sap down into syrup.
The firebox was built here out of an old heating oil tank for house heating oil, and the pan was donated by the Navy. They have a workshop, and so it's been really great. And you can see it steaming away, and we've had sap which was brought by Backlands from Ladysmith and from Glenora Farm.
So how many liters of sap does it take to make a liter of syrup?
That depends a little bit on the sugar content, and in general, on average at the moment, I'm getting an evaporation that's about between 70 and 73 to 1. So 73 liters of water evaporated off to get 1 liter of syrup.
So what made you want to get into this?
I took a forestry course, a crash course, offered by Forest Renewal BC at the time. It was a pilot program, and the teacher at the time, Harold Macy, just mentioned in passing when we were discussing non-timber forest products that you could make syrup from the local maples, and that he had been doing it for several years for his own use and let us taste some, and I never forgot that. And then when I walked across our property trying to look at what to do with the forest and with my newfound knowledge, I noticed suddenly that we had maples everywhere. And we tried it out, and of course, being able to make your own sweetness, sugar, is exciting. And I'm also trained as a chef, and the idea, the whole concept behind the 100-mile diet really intrigues me. The fresher, the closer you are to your local environment, the better the quality. And so that was a natural for me.
It is a natural for Lawrence, because in a blind tasting against 14 other local producers, Lawrence's syrup came out on top, confirming great flavor even against syrups from Eastern Canada.
Well, we've done the blind taste at home often, and you put it on a white plate and a tablespoonful on, and it really, you can't tell the difference visually necessarily. I found that the taste, the flavor, personally, it's like looking at a black and white picture to a color picture. We have around here a whole aura of aromas around the syrup. That's what I find. I've asked many people what they think, and they feel that the Eastern syrup that you get in the supermarkets tastes sweet. We have different aromas around it. Now, I don't know whether that's partly because we're doing a small batch, and I think I've also heard the comment from people from back east who said, yeah, when we started out, or when my grandfather used to make it, or when we did it on the farm, this is what it used to taste like. And I think when it becomes commercialized, through the filtration, through reverse osmosis, where you take out a lot of the water without evaporation, without caramelization. I think you get a more uniform product, which is what you need for commercial application, but you also lose in aroma and flavor.
I tasted all 15 of the maple syrups as part of the judging panel, and there was a great variety in the flavor, color, and viscosity. Some producers definitely need some work on their technique, while others are making a very tasty product. For many of them, maple syrup will always be just a hobby. But Lawrence Lampson is more serious about it. His farm is also home to a program for special needs adults, and the maple trees provide a well-rounded project he thinks will catch on with more people. It certainly was popular last Saturday. By the time I got around to trying to buy some of Lawrence's syrup, he was sold out. I do have a few maple trees on my own property. I'll just have to get tapping myself. That's food for thought. I'm Don Genova.
So our trees around here can produce maple syrup then?
Yep.
Just like the same stuff they do in Quebec.
It's about half the sugar content. That's why...